Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I like to wait for the guitar. Hey, Joe, how has the day gone so far on the program?
Well, so far, David, we talked about the Williamsville superintendents, since they're both getting paid. We talked about Hunter Biden's emails and the flowchart that he put on his computer. That's available on your social media. And last segment, we talked to CEO of the Medal of Honor Museum, Joe Daniels. All of that available on demand at WBEN.com and on the radio.com app.
I love that flowchart that was found in Biden's hard drive. It's one of the most simplistic flowcharts I've ever seen in my entire life. Tony and I want to start a Christmas tree business. Tony, you're on the left column. David, you're on the right column. We draw lines down, and they meet in a group which we call Tony and David's Tree Service. What? What are you doing? It's humiliating. I mean, it was just absolutely ridiculous. Hey, you know, COVID has affected the world. We just heard about Kamala Harris suspending travel because of her COVID-positive people. Here's an interesting. CDC has guidance on Halloween and Thanksgiving. So there was a poll conducted, and you know how painful polling can be. No, okay, maybe that's apartment guide is the poll. Apartment guide is the poll. Apartment guide, right? Because they're, you know, the Pew poll. I want to know what they have Biden Trump at apartment guide. But apartment guide ran the poll. 46% of people have reportedly said that they will not be giving out candy this year, citing COVID as the reason why. 30% said it's business as usual. China virus be damned. I'm going to give out my candy. And 24 responded saying that they're just going to leave a candy bowl outside for trick-or-treaters. You know, that has been tried for years. And it's always young people like Tony Caligiuri at 8 years old that would see that bowl out there. You know as well as I do. Nobody.
Tony wasn't just taking one piece of candy.
It was all of us.
The whole bowl was meant for me. Come on.
No, but seriously, though, the truth of the matter is when you leave candy out, you always get your clock cleaned. Everyone just grabs in and grabs whatever they want.
It depends on what's in the bowl.
Well, and that was...
That's true.
And that was...
That's true.
The ring
camera. You
leave
a bunch of washers and screws and... Yeah, you could find a way to make that, yeah.
But interesting how they word this, right? 46% of people said they won't be dishing out candy this year. But of those 40%, 46%, how many of them would on a regular year? It doesn't say that they're not doing it just because of COVID.
And it was a COVID poll. In the poll itself, it says that cite the reasons why you're going to do what you're going to do, and they said COVID.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
No, but that's what they claimed. But the CDC put out guidelines in that they don't want groups gathering and, you know, Thanksgiving. That kind of throws a wrench into the entire works.
We just heard from Peter for St. Catharines, who's telling us that the children are the safest ones out there. I kind of take it his opinion. He's an expert.
He really is an expert. Prime Day occurred over, what, 3 days?
Oh, it was the 12th and the 13th.
The 12th and the 13th, Amazon Prime Day. And that's, you know, big because people are doing their Christmas shopping now. What's the earliest you've done Christmas shopping? You're not messing around in October, are you?
I'm actually starting to think about things now, what I can get. But Jeannie participated. She ordered a whole bunch of things.
Now?
On
Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Last year was the earliest I did Christmas shopping because last year was regular Prime Day usually in July. And I might have taken a few things off the list back in July last year. This year, I haven't even thought about it.
My son's doing football, and so I got him one of those tackling dummies.
Is he playing?
Yeah, they're. I think they're going in spring. He broke his foot, but he's you know, basketball guy, but he's going to be playing football.
Yeah, because we're looking at possibly playing in the spring.
I'm actually looking to see if I can get you to help him out.
I can do that.
No, seriously, like learn how to tackle the proper way. You know, Tony's USA football. What is it?
I'm certified USA football
so
coach.
All the head tackling, neck
what
tackling.
We do, yeah, keeping the head out of the tackle, we do what's called a hawk tackle, which is rugby-style tackling. Your head is going to the side of the body. Your shoulder goes to the waist area. Your arms go behind the knees. You wrap, pull them down that way.
Yeah, so that's where we're
safe.
We're going to get the pro in there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll work with him.
I would love that. I really would. Anyway, Prime Day. Walmart is trying to get away from Black Friday because, of course, Black Friday, all you see the pictures of people, you know, gathered outside, huge crowds. They open the doors, they run through and try to get the deals. And because of COVID, that's going to be frowned right. upon. So a lot of these people that really, you know, Black Friday was supposed to be the day that brought, you know, everything back.
It turns their books.
And yeah. I don't even know if that's even a possibility because the books are, retail has gone through the roof. I mean, we've seen retail numbers look really well in the
stores,
last quarter.
Stores like Target and Walmart have done great during all of this because they were two of the big box stores that didn't have to close. And, you know, it's funny. So Prime Day was the 12th and 13th, but it wasn't just Amazon taking part. I walked through Target 2 days ago, and they had deals. And surprisingly, those deals were also on October 12th and 13th.
Right. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Right? And so now it's how much of this is going. You know, they say every year that we're going to move over to internet shopping only. There won't be brick and mortar stores. There won't be a need for them. Malls have been suffering anyway. And then through COVID, you know, do malls even recover? But they were on life support before this.
Well, yeah.
You know, so it's not, this might be the death blow that they don't recover from, but let's be honest. What's bringing back McKinley and Eastern Hills?
Well, I mean, those Eastern Hills is already admittedly on a different plan, but people are going back to plaza-like shopping. I mean, just look at the Boulevard. The Boulevard Mall is suffering. Look right down the street. The Boulevard is what they call it now. It's doing great. It's almost at full capacity.
That blows my mind.
Minus Babies R Us. I think, you know, as someone who used to work in retail, I think if it goes to all online, people are going to be really disappointed. I mean, there are, I know I'm a millennial, but I am a guy that still, when I buy clothes, I want to go see the clothes. I want to try the clothes on. I don't like, unless it's Virginia Tech or New York Met stuff that you can't get in Buffalo, I don't want to buy my stuff online. I like to go try things on before I purchase it.
What's the thing that you try on the most that you can't do online?
I would say like a suit, dress pants, oh, something course, like right. that. That's not something I want to buy online.
But you won't buy jeans online or
no.
a shirt? Really?
I'll buy a shirt online because I pretty much know my size.
You know your size, you know your size.
I'll right? buy a shirt online if it's on sale. I can't say I haven't bought clothes on Amazon. I'm saying stuff like jeans, stuff like dress pants, stuff like dress shirt. I would like to see how they fit because a medium at one place is not a medium at the other place. A 32 at Hollister is not a 32 at JCPenney.
You still shop at Hollister?
Is there something wrong with that? I did a poll on Twitter a few days ago.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with enjoying the Abercrombie.
What? Chess King isn't open anymore?
Oh, hey now. What just happened there? Merry-go-round, Chess King. Remember that?
I shopped at both.
That's where everything. Back when Prince, everyone wanted a Prince jacket and a Michael Jackson
zippers
jacket.
And but you snaps. Know,
zippers and snaps. Anyone who sat on your car, you wanted to arrest them for scratching it.
But you know,
get off my vehicle with those parachute pants.
There's a 32 waist. I mean, sometimes even at the same store, you go to American Eagle.
They do fit differently.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think people are going to really miss being able to go to a store if we do switch to all online.
Do you live in a place that gets a lot of Halloween trick-or-treater traffic?
My parents do.
Right. So, I mean, is that because I know people that look forward to Halloween. They don't dress up. They don't go to parties. But they love seeing all the kids knock on the door and seeing all the different neighborhood kids that are stopping by.
Yeah, I like it because the next day they start Christmas music at Star. So
that's what your whole, you know, I remember some of these kids, like there are buses that are dropped off.
There's some that? Neighborhoods, yeah, even
they bust
me.
The kids in.
Yeah,
if they find out you're giving out the full size candy bar,
yeah.
you're done.
It's gonna be a
you know rush. I always bring this up every year because it's one of my favorite stories. John Elway is the quarterback of the Denver Broncos, right? And it's the era where the quarterback, you know, we had limited stars. Jim Kelly was a stud. Dan Marino, John Elway. The Denver media beat up John Elway for like 2 months because he gave out fun size candy bars.
That's brutal.
And they were like, you can afford to hand out
full-size
candy bars. You're John Elway. And he was like, I'm giving out candy at the door. I'm getting hit on this. You're going to hit me on the Chiefs game last night. And now you're going to give me, I don't hand out the right candy bars. I mean, just how crazy it is. How rare as a kid going to a house that had a full size candy bar. It was a really big deal.
Huge deal. Huge deal. And then when those people moved out, even if they moved out in, you know, May,
yeah.
The first thing you think of is, there goes the big, the king size Kit Kat bar.
You know, the old owner here would hand out the full size. Yeah. I just want you to know.
And then the new full size Snickers.
And then the new owner hands out toothbrushes. You're like, what's this?
Oh, I get that all the time. No, there's a lot of people that, you know. Just a horrible.
It's not even a good toothbrush.
Yeah, but it just you got to be careful about like if you're not going to give candy, you've got to have something that at least is fun.
Yeah, are people in 2020 still trying to pass off apples? Kids are not eating apples.
Maxim subscriptions,
right?
You know, you give out like you know FHM magazines to children.
Don't and
you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you going to do if it's not a candy bar? Yeah, then don't close your door. Turn the light off.
Also, you know, nothing homemade. Just it's candy. Really? Even if you want to start with Christmas candy, give away candy canes. Get people in the Christmas spirit.
I'll tell you, the homemade stuff is just a disaster. I mean, you got hepatitis, you got everything up. But not with COVID.
With
no
COVID,
one's gonna, don't get your little caramelized popcorn balls. Nobody wants that.
No. Nobody Save that for your Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No, I don't want my nose swabbed because I had Mrs. Johnson's popcorn ball. You know what I mean? It's not worth it. You get a sniffle after that, everyone's freaked out. You're going to have to cancel your campaign.
But I just want to double down. The best part is the day after Christmas. When we get to start hearing this song. Once an hour.
That's the competition right there.
Till December 25th.
You know you're in radio when you're having to compete with the MP3 player of Christmas songs. Why did you pick, what's her name, Mariah Carey?
This is just because it's the one that annoys people the most, so I put it right into your tab.
I think she probably is one of the few artists that actually, I think she made money doing Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she was very successful with all of her Christmas stuff.
This is still a very successful song.
Well, 46% of people are saying that they don't want to give candy out at all. Does COVID come into the fact of why you want to give out candy?
No, I mean, if I were a house owner and I had children that would trick or treat, I would still give out candy.
We have this issue. You know, you're a big fan of the Chainsmokers, the band.
Yeah.
Do you know who they are, Tony?
No, I do not.
Yeah, it's a pop. I don't know. What music do they play?
They're more EDM. Mm. They do a lot of mixing.
Yeah. Well, the Chainsmokers held a concert, and it was during COVID, and it was supposed to only have a limited amount of people. There were folks there that weren't wearing masks, and it was violating the COVID rules. And now the state of New York is going after them. They're saying Cuomo had a statement yesterday. This is the Chainsmokers?
Yeah, this is their big hit.
Are they coughing in this? You know, I'm with Cuomo on this. We should take them out.
This is a good party group right here.
Yeah, well, Cuomo is saying that he's going to withhold state funds. Quote, we have the ability to impound all funds from a locality. Could you, I mean, of all of the things, the polling numbers are so strange. You know, what to believe, who's winning, who's losing. But you know, the weird thing is that you've got the World Health Organization and the CDC both coming out with statements about how the lockdown is not, there are too many side effects of a lockdown. You know, it's not the one thing that we should be pushing if we have increased numbers. Poland Carr is, of course, talking about Erie County, saying he's concerned about the 68 people in hospitals right now. Dr. Gail Bernstein is, they met with yesterday, they sat down with Kazakhstan to talk about COVID. So We're getting international support in Erie County.
And did you see the Borat page did pick up on that and tweeted at Mark Poelengars?
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
What did Borat say?
All right, let me
So yesterday the story was that he was legitimately meeting with Kazakhstan leaders on a conference call. Why? Come on. When you think of Kazakhstan, you don't think of, you know, you don't necessarily think that Kazakhstan is going to have really any information that you're going to want as an American county executive, mayor, or governor, but neither here nor there. They're reaching out to everyone, doing their due diligence. God bless Poland Carr and Dr. Gail Bernstein. Now, When he tweeted that he was meeting with Kazakhstan, he used the Twitter handle of Borat's new movie, which is a fake at Republic of Kazakhstan Twitter handle. He quickly recognized that he was, that's not the right Kazakhstan thing. They took the tweet down and changed it. But you're saying that Borat caught him?
Yeah, so they took a screenshot of it when it was still the at Kazakhstan government, which is the right. Borat.
Right.
And they put, this might be a little inappropriate if there's kids in the car, but it says, thank you for speaking. Apologies. Video call was dropped. Our premier picked up telephone to make call sex chat line and interrupt modem signal.
That's pretty funny.
And there's a picture of, and you know, the tweet had a picture of Mark in it from
Zoom meeting. They actually used the Zoom meeting photo. Oh, that's horrible. That is horrible. That's horrible. That's what happens. That's what happens. I mean, look, mistakes happen, I guess, whatever. They corrected it. It had to have happened to other people. It can't just be, the only one that this happens to is not.
Well, are all county leaders meeting with Kazakhstan? Is that a big thing?
I don't know if that is the case at all, but ours did. And I wonder what he took away from that. But Dr. Gail Bernstein isn't getting back to WBN for some reason.
Or anyone.
Why is that?
It's a good question.
So basically you're putting out information about an uptick in cases in Erie County, but you're not making anyone available at the Erie County Department of Health for questions. Channel 2 tried, WBN tried. No one, Dr. Gail Bernstein got back to no one.
No. No one from the Department of Health. I've been trying to get someone from the Department of Health on Hardline for the last 2 months.
We also, the emails tend to be a bit snarky.
Yeah.
A little snark?
If they get back to you at all. I mean, you're lucky if you even get a response.
And do you think it's about the overtime?
Oh,
they're hiding her from those questions?
But, you know, I've done these interviews before with elected officials or with members of someone's administration. And if they don't want something addressed, you just say,
what is, hey, the, I don't even
by the way, don't what, address this. Okay, we
the,
won't.
What is the issue with the overtime thing? I mean, either you got it, you didn't get it, you worked or you didn't work. I mean, what? I don't understand why we would avoid that. It's not going to go away. Eventually, Gail Bernstein is going to have to talk to someone, and they're going to ask her the question about her overtime.
But I think people's gripe, the gripe is that her job is health. Like, she's getting overtime.
Oh, no, I understand the fundamental argument. I'm just saying that why would you avoid it when you eventually have to discuss it?
They don't think she does.
I mean, did Teddy Kennedy think he was never going to talk about Chappaquiddick?
No,
I mean, I'm not comparing Gail Bernstein right. to letting a woman drown in a vehicle upset.
Allegedly.
Well, okay. But I'm just saying that, you know, Gail Bernstein, if you're uncomfortable, you know, the administration of Paula Carr is uncomfortable dealing with that question, I really don't think it's a difficult thing to unpack. I mean, you have people that worked, and that's part of her deal, and she got overtime. She deserves it. She's the county health. I mean, there's a million ways that you could spin it. Far better than Williamsville did with the superintendent.
Well, obviously they haven't come up with the way to spin it yet. And this is an administration that is very good at not getting back to people or letting people interview.
Well, even the Pulitzer's mask thing was just, you know, he didn't wear a mask for 10 minutes or whatever he claimed. But I mean, the point is that every time he tweets now, someone is hitting him with a mask. Have you seen that? There's not.
I do look at the comments on
his tweets. The guy can't even. He tweeted the other day about his Dodgers and his Bills both lost, and he was upset. And the first four things to come out of that were, "Hey, did you wear a mask? They're wearing masks. Why didn't you wear a mask?"
Can I just say something about the Dodgers thing? Here's a guy that tweeted nonstop during the VP debate when the Dodgers were playing. Like, I question your fanhood if you were watching the VP debate over your team being in the NLDS. Sorry, that's just where I stand on that.
Again, you know, he roots for teams. I knew a New York State Assemblyman who was a diehard Cowboys fan, and it was during the Bills-Cowboys saga.
Rough.
That takes a lot of intestinal fortitude. I mean, you want to talk about independence. You're rooting for the Cowboys, and you're an Assemblyman in Western New York? That's not easy to do.
The governor of New Jersey, at one point, was also a Cowboys fan and not a fan of the two teams that played in his state.
That's really true. Christie.
The Jets are Giants.
Yeah, that's right. Although I don't know if I don't think the Giants are Giants fans right now.
No.
I mean, that's they have two horrible franchises right there. They're going down, both of them. It's horrible. Anyway, I found that interesting. She doesn't want to talk. And yet they're still putting information out. What's the point of putting information out if you're not going to talk about why it's important?
I'm still hung up on why would you watch the VP debate over your team in the playoffs, but as a guy whose team doesn't ever make the playoffs, you know.
Well, you're not going to be watching anything with Kamala Harris. She is not traveling because of COVID. Isn't that shocking to you? What do you think happened there? Don't you want to know about the contact tracing?
I'd also like to know how a staff member and someone who was part of the flight crew on those small planes did not come in contact with the Vice President.
Oh, Joe, are you amazing at your segues? We've got some air traffic control tape we're going to play at this next break. Something happened in LAX not just yesterday, but a month ago. This happened twice now, and it is the craziest air traffic control conversation I've ever heard in my life. And something crazy is happening in Los Angeles. We got to get, and you would think that this would be a pretty easy thing to get to the bottom of.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the New York Post article. And I got to just play this real quick. We're going to go to Michael in Baltimore is up next on the phones, 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. But Joe, this happened a month ago. What we're about to play for you was audio that happened a month ago at LAX, but this story just happened 2 days ago at LAX. We don't have the audio of that air traffic controller yet, but this was released in late September, and it again occurred yesterday with a China Air flight in LAX. Here's what we have. We're going to play it for you. Let's see if you can hear this.
Tower, American 1997. We just passed a guy in a jetpack.
American 1997. Okay. Thank you. Were they off to your left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so, about our altitude.
Okay. American 1997 contact tower, 120.9 or 5. Thanks today.
120.95.
We'll see you. Southwest 6046 contact
tower 135. Okay, so what he just said was there was a guy in a jetpack at his altitude 300 yards away from his plane in a jetpack. I think that's pretty easy to find. I'm looking for the guy in the neighborhood test firing the jetpack. I mean, what world could this be a difficult caper here?
The fact they didn't get him, or they didn't catch
it's
this guy.
It's happened twice.
And now he's back at it again.
I mean, it's one thing for the drones. The drones have been harassing planes for years. But the jetpack. Michael in Baltimore, you know, you fly. If you saw a jetpack out your window, I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Michael, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, yes.
No, but seriously, think about that. Guy has a jetpack. Is that not the easiest case to solve? Like, you're in your neighborhood, and a dude in your backyard's got a jetpack. You're like, maybe this is the culprit.
Maybe he has a bat cave or something.
Right? I'm like, how do you do this twice and not get caught?
Cave. If you have a jetpack, you probably have a bat cave because you probably have a lot of money.
It's got to be Elon Musk. You want to talk about the Hunter Biden situation with the New York Post. What do you make of that story?
Just two quick questions. I wondered what the likelihood, what you really thought the likelihood of Hunter Biden or his father, for that matter, actually being, you know, brought to justice for any of this stuff that's coming up, seeing as how the elections are coming close. And And the second question, you were talking about Black Friday earlier. I thought Black Friday is a bit racist and outdated.
Yeah, no, listen, you joke around about that, but I'm actually seeing that all over the internet.
I think we should change it to Colored Friday.
Well, people get upset, and they get upset with all of those terms now. And you can't say, black. You can't say any of those things. But no, being facetious, saying you can't call it Black Friday. I've actually seen people that are arguing that the Hunter Biden thing. You know, the question we talked about in the first hour, but I don't know if there's illegality here yet, because there really hasn't been anything that shows that. You know, we don't have the smoking gun evidence that the meeting took place. But again, I mean, you're going on Air Force Two, which is the vice president's plane, and you're flying to China, and you're making deals with Chinese communist energy companies. Before that, you're making deals with Ukrainian energy companies. Your father is the vice president of the United States, who is running negotiations and communications with Ukraine. Troy Stewart joins us from Stu and the Nun podcast, which is tonight at 8 p.m. Is that his theme?
I don't know. I thought we'd try something.
I'm going to have to give Mike in Baltimore a theme. Troy, how you doing today?
I'm not sure about that theme.
I don't know what just happened either. Stu and the Nun .com is the podcast. Two N's and Nun. And it happens every night at 8. I should say Thursdays at 8.
Yeah, Thursdays at 8. And we do not play that music at any part in our show.
But, I want to get to what Mike and Michael in Baltimore said. But first, I want to ask you about the jetpack thing. Can we just play this audio real quick? If you were on a plane, if you were air traffic, anything, and you heard this...
That's our American 1997. We just passed a guy in a jetpack.
American 1997, okay. Thank you. Were they off to your left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so, about our altitude.
Okay. Now, that's just nuts. He's at their altitude, 300 yards away in a jetpack.
You know, the calmness of both the pilot and the air traffic control, those guys have to stay calm, because I think most of us would be like, go foxtrot. Like,
seriously, a guy in a jetpack. And now you hear about the drones and the people flying and everything, but you would think that would be like the easiest case to solve, because how many people have a jetpack?
Well, let me ask you this, Dave. Why, if you're going to have a jetpack, why don't you go somewhere besides the arrival pattern on a major, like, maybe go out in Death Valley somewhere. So you got some room. You don't have to worry about someone running into you.
This is actually breaking news. It turns out the guy in the jetpack is Harrison Ford, actor that we all love. He's had some problems at the LAX and John Wayne Airport taking off and landing. But honestly, though, you're right. Why go to the airport? You obviously want to be noticed, but you've got to test fire that jetpack somewhere. And if you're flying at that altitude, I think more than one person has seen you with a jet. I mean, look, if there's someone that has a gadget that they like to fly around in, like when Roy Halladay was in his plane, everyone knew it was Roy Halladay because only one person had that plane. And it was like, you could do loop-de-loops in it. And he would always fly over the water and people would watch him and say, wow, that's a cool plane. That's Roy Halladay, the baseball player. And then, sadly, he crashed the plane. But the idea is you get a reputation for having a toy or a gadget. Jetpack guy has got to be known in his neighborhood as jetpack guy.
He's got to be. And, he could. That's got to be expensive to build and run. He could probably sell advertising by hanging like a streamer off his ankle, like the planes fly with a sign behind them. He could just fly around with that and be able
to make some money.
Make some money. That's right.
Now, give me your lowdown on the New York Post article. First of all, you're active. This is Troy Stewart from Stu and the Nun podcast, military podcast, one of the largest on the internet. It's 8 on Thursdays, 8 p.m., and it's Stu and the Nun with two N's.com, and that's how you could see it on Facebook and whatnot. But, Troy, the fact that Facebook and Twitter have no problem leaking alleged tax returns, which obviously were not obtained any way legally, we use the Pentagon Papers as the defense. It doesn't matter how you obtained it. If you're a journalist and doing journalistic activities, the Constitution, First Amendment protects you. That's the rule. That's why you can publish leaked material or hacked material, whatever the case may be. How can you then make the argument that you're not going to allow the sharing of a story from the New York Post? It makes no sense.
if you're a social, if you're not a media outlet, if you're not, you know, if you're truly just a social media platform for people to collaborate, then you shouldn't be limiting anything. It's not your job to filter and make that decision. If you do, I think you cross into becoming a part of the media outlet, and you need to be reclassified as much. I think right now they like riding that fine line between the two. You can't limit it. Whatever people put up, they put up. You're not responsible for what people put up to a degree. Probably you don't want to allow the biggest hate stuff. But if people are putting up stories, if it's not, you know, something just terrible against society, they put it up. It's not your job to make that decision and limit it. I think they crossing the line there. And it doesn't make them look good that now all of a sudden they care to check, fact check stuff. There's stuff could have been fact checking over the last 4 years they haven't done.
Troy Stewart joins us from the podcast Stu and the Nun, and we have two dueling town halls. I think I'm more apt to watch the Joe Biden one just because I want to see if they ask him about the Hunter Biden situation.
It will be interesting to see if he gets, you know, I think the last town hall he just had, right, there were accusations after that the impartial, undecided people were all actually have a history of being supporters of his. It'd be interesting to see if they're going to set it up the same way. Or are they going to...
Well, they have a history of being supporters of his on the same network that they're claiming that they're undecided. I mean, it's pretty... It's one thing to be like, Troy Stewart... Troy from Buffalo joins us. Troy, how are you? And you start talking about your podcast. Like, that's Troy Stewart. That's the guy that's on here all the time.
Right, right.
It's a little hard to make that... Hey, now, Kamala Harris has up to two people infected with coronavirus. I have to question how this could possibly happen when they're always wearing masks. What went down? What do you think?
Well, I mean, the mask, I think there's a lot of questions over do the mask really keep it out, right? Do they, and are people, do they let it go below their nose? And, you know, people can say they want to wear the mask all the time. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is a big pusher of the mask, but obviously we've seen her not without her mask in places she should be. So, you know, I think people say one thing and then maybe they act a different way. And maybe that's what happened here. Who knows?
Did you, who knows, no pun intended, right, but I just snorted. One of the things, though, that I get a kick out of is, you know, there was a lot of just people losing their mind over super spreader events. Who did Trump infect? How did he infect it? You know, God forbid, whether who wins on election night, no one knows. But, you know, Joe Biden, at his age, you know, relatively a little bit older than Trump, but still, he's in the threat age that people want to be concerned over. But 19 days before an election, if they end up getting coronavirus, I mean, no one wants that on anyone. It's a very dangerous position to be put in. But also with a last second push, she's not traveling. She's not campaigning. I don't think Joe Biden needs another reason to stay in his basement, but this would probably be a good reason why he's legitimately not going out in public.
Well, he is calling a lid every day on his appearances, but he is now wearing two masks, I saw today, so he's doubling up on the mask. I'm not sure how that good is for oxygen intake, but, I mean, he's doing, it seems like, what he can, but he has to stay out there. You know, at least, you know, remember when kids, before, Dave, when your kid would get chicken pox, everyone else would bring their kids around so they'd all get chicken pox and be done with it. I mean, it's kind of like, at least, you know, President Trump apparently got the COVID out of the way. He's good from here on out. Maybe Joe Biden should have gotten some COVID a while back to get the system. He could, you know, not out of.
He should have gotten some COVID. That's a new, I haven't heard that one. That's
It's herd immunity, right?
Yeah, you're going to have like COVID parties where everyone, you know, spreads the COVID around.
That's what happens with chickenpox.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah, everyone brings their kids over to someone that has chickenpox, so their kid can get it and never have to deal with it again.
Are you following the Williamsville system? We talked about this earlier, but Williamsville, you know, having a lot of controversy. They put one superintendent on leave. They're still paying him. They have an interim superintendent. They just increased his salary yesterday. There's tons of problems in Williamsville. The timing of this is really unfortunate. I mean, I don't think there's automatically you assume that if you have a person in a position that you no longer put in that position, that the interim guy is going to make the same amount of money. That's not just automatically assumed. That would be based on performance. With all of the controversy going on in Williamsville, this really is a communications issue, and they just seem to just – the self-inflicted wounds that the school board is making is pretty crazy.
I don't think they understand how much perception is like reality, and everything they do is being watched under a microscope. And of course, they're being ridiculed from all different sides. They really need to get a PR person in there, and they need to start repairing their image and doing some damage control because they're not helping themselves.
They really aren't. And I don't know of any job. I mean, you've had positions where you've had to replace someone who's, you know, working, you know, you don't, as when your squad leader is relieved of duty, your team leader is like, why am I not making E6 pay? I'm running this platoon. I'm running this squad. I'm acting first sergeant, but I'm only being paid as an E7. You don't get that bump.
No, you don't get that bump. You're in there and attentive. There's nothing guaranteed. There's no contract. And that goes the same in the civilian sector, even in the government sector government civilians. You don't, if you're filling in as the acting DHS head or head of an agency or something, you're not bumped right up to that. You're just, you know, building some resume fodder, and maybe they'll consider you for the real job, but there's nothing guaranteed.
So what are you talking about today? Who do you have on the program?
Oops, sorry, hit my mic. So we have a great guy. We have Doug Torrell on. He is a soldier. He's gotten this play he's done called The American Soldier, and he's played to over 15,000 audiences. And we have him on. He's been in Kennedy Center and all over. We have him on tonight. He's bringing his series, or he's spun it into a whole new genre, and he's taken it on to a new thing of soldiers coming home. And it's really interesting in the fact that it's called Landing Home. You can find it on the web. So it is about the, you know, what happens when the veterans come back and what they go through when they come home from war. So he's built upon his it's a 7-part series he's building on top of his original play called The American Soldier. So
many people don't know this about Troy Stewart, but he's an avid fan of theater.
I am.
True story. You're a subscription holder to Shays.
That's right. That's right. Used to try to go to New York at least once a year and go see a show.
You know what I found out recently through hearing evaluation services at Buffalo? I got my new hearing aids. And Shays Buffalo has this like coil system where you can literally just go right into their system and it goes right to your hearing aids. So you don't have to just hear the microphone of the speaker. Isn't that cool?
You're kind of wired into the...
You're wired in, at Shays Buffalo. You're wired into the sound. And other people have it too, but Shays Buffalo has it. And you could go to a show outside of COVID and you could hear it right into your hearing aids.
And speaking of Shays, we're very sad to hear, right? I don't know if you know, Dave, you just talked about it, but they just announced that all shows are suspended through March of 2021. So those of us that are season ticket holders have to wait there. So it's a big impact. This whole COVID thing is a big impact. When you think about the orchestras, the concessions, the actors, they use a lot of local actors in some of their shows. They're all impacted right now. So there is nothing happening at Shays. We have no theater in Buffalo until the spring of next year, which is pretty sad.
Shays also announced that they won't be showing the musical Hamilton, but they'll be showing George Hamilton's one-man show.
Oh, is that...
So that was another bad news that they gave out the same day.
I didn't hear that.
No, that's not true. Hey, Troy, good luck tonight, and we'll be talking to you next Thursday. Appreciate everything you. That's Troy Stewart. Stew and the Nun is the podcast. Two N's. Omar, everyone's like, where's Omar? Omar is, he had something else to do today.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I was wondering where he was myself.
He didn't call in. It's not me. I love Omar, and I love Troy. Michael, all of them. Thank you, Troy. Appreciate your time. And that about wraps up the program. So much more. I mean, can I just play a little bit more of that air traffic? I got to think about what you would do if you were air traffic. You're prepared for a lot of things. Hijackings.
A tower, American 1997. We just passed a guy in a jetpack.
A jetpack?
What? 1997, okay.
All right, you can kill it. But I mean, that's crazy to me. A jetpack, Tony. I see I'm on a JetBlue flight. I'm prepared for a lot of things outside my window. I am not prepared for a guy in a jetpack. That is alarming. And I would think that if I was working in Los Angeles County, I could narrow down the suspects pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Where's Elon Musk? Where's Bruce Wayne? Who has the Rocketeer jetpack? You got to be fueling that up at Quick Fill somewhere, right?
Where's Tony Starks?
Yeah, seriously, Tony Starks. What if Iron Man shows up outside your south? You're free to fly about the country in a jetpack. No, that's frowned upon. Unbelievable. We are going to be back tomorrow with the same exact idea. Sal Capaccio will join us, talk Buffalo Bills football Monday at 5 against Kansas City Chiefs. And the breaking news story, Le'Veon Bell is narrowed down his teams to Buffalo, Kansas City, and Miami. If the Buffalo Bills get Bell, that is a game changer.
Don't forget to follow us on social media.
Yes. What are we on social media?
David Bellavia Show on Facebook and at David WBEN. Right now, our podcast has not posted yet, but the links to go directly to the podcast on Facebook and Twitter.
That is Joe Beamer, Tony Caligiuri. I will talk to you again tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.